Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
We can add to that open if we wanted to.
Yeah.
All-American.
All-American, J.D. Note. What do you say,
boy? Good morning, J.D.
Good morning.
Man, it's been so fun the last week picking up the paper and reading online about all the accolades you're getting.
Yeah.
You know, mentioned All-America 13 with the Sporting News. And then to come out first-team All-SEC yesterday. And even better, you throw in Jalen Williams in the historical context that – the last time that was done, to have two guys on the first team was Corliss Williamson and Scotty Thurman. Pretty amazing.
You better look at him a little closer. He's a basketball player.
That's what Theo used to that deal. So how does it feel, all the praise coming your way, JD?
Just go to show the work that I put in. Just paying off a little bit.
We got a big
coming up. So, I mean, it's fun to get those accolades, but we got to lock in for this tournament.
I was going to say the other thing. You've done a real good job of deflecting the attention you've gotten the last couple of weeks. But one thing that's cool, I mentioned the combo of you and Jalen. I think at the beginning of the year, I don't think anybody would have laid any money and say, hey, by the way, Jalen and JD are going to be first team all SEC. You know, maybe one of them. You know, but to have both of them, and the first time that's happened since two of the greatest names to play in Fayetteville, Scotty and Corliss, played together. That's got to mean something as well.
Being in the name with somebody that won an NCAA championship, that's just an honor. And, I mean, we wasn't even born the last time that happened.
That's right.
Have you guys seen highlights of that team and, in particular, maybe the championship game? I'm just curious.
No, I haven't. I don't know about Jay Will, but I know I haven't.
You need to go watch that shot Scotty Thurman made, man. It reminds me a little bit of JD.
Yeah, some of your moon balls. It's unbelievable.
Moon balls, yeah. You shoot rainbow.
JD, you know, you talk about this. I'm sure, has it been nice for your body to get a little bit of rest this week?
Just working on us in practice, getting back to the basics, it was good.
Put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, get back to the basics, and you get healed up, and you get rested, and you know, I can remember we've talked about on the show, JD, where for a few years there, it was like Arkansas, the only way you get in the tournament was to have to win four games, and now you get the double bye, and it really puts you in a good position. Not that you guys have to have it to get in the tournament, but obviously, too, you can obviously enhance your position in the tournament with, you know, a deeper run. And I know you got to take one game at a time, but I also know that it's been nice. Surely it's been – uh-oh.
JD,
listen. He got in the car and he just dropped
because it didn't transfer to the Bluetooth.
I want him to wear his seatbelt.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then you know what?
When we come back, I want to ask a question. Real quick. We got to.
We also have to get him to see the game, the national championship game.
JD, is that you?
No, it's me. I'm calling him.
Yeah, I was surprised he hadn't seen it. I would think that would be kind of a. I would think everybody that comes here would go, I got to go watch that particular game.
You know what? That should be part of the deal. I mentioned as a former player, I wish that would happen with me. I wish they would have showed me to let me be educated on the players before me.
Yes.
That they would
I
say.
Know. You're talking about that all the time.
But that,
I know.
You know. But that kid, you know, JD comes in. He's busy focusing on his.
Oh, he don't know. Yeah, he don't know.
No, it's not a bad. I mean, it's not a knock. I think they would enjoy it.
Yeah, well, if you're from Arkansas, you're gonna. I hope,
and it would hopefully help. You know,
I think we got it back. Let's try it again.
Hey, JD, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, before you leave, before that happens again, I just want to go ahead and get this out of the way. I didn't notice anything after the game the other day that you said you were staying or not. I ain't heard that. Is it something you want to tell me? Don't be like Corliss and Scotty and Lee. Stick around, man.
JD, we I guess we haven't talked to JD since the LSU game,
no,
right?
Yeah. No,
how special was that game and that crowd and that win? Which it could be your last.
We
game.
We were there.
We were there. It may not be your last, but how cool was the win? And especially for those players who definitely said they're not coming back.
Yeah, which wasn't you.
It was special. Just not knowing if it would or would not be my last time in Bud, but just the crowd, the energy, just always amazing, honestly.
Yeah, listen, Bud Walton's been the best Bud Walton probably has been in I don't know how long.
But man, you're on the free throw line with 8 seconds left. You got to hit these two to win this ball game, and you do it. What were you thinking about coming on this show?
Yeah, I was thinking about how I'm going to tell y'all. You got the gun.
Now, that is an ability in itself, man, to be clutch.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
and JD has been clutch
yes.
all year, and in particular in those type situations.
Yeah, dude.
Late game situations, whether it be a big steal right when we need it. I forget which team that was against, but or a block, or you know, hitting big time free throws.
Big time free throws. 8 seconds left. Win that ball game. And you got to get back on D, so you can't celebrate.
And it's one thing to hit free throws late in the game when you're up a point or two, but he went to the line with us down one, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. That's right.
JD, I don't know if you saw it or not, but apparently, I can't think of the young man's name, point guard for Auburn, came out and was talking some pretty heavy language about get you guys back, and that they owed you, and you guys disrespected them. And of course, you know, you got to get past game one, but what do you think? You're not a big trash talker. What do you think about when other teams do that, like that guy did at Auburn?
And yesterday? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it, but. They disrespected us first by dancing on our logo, so
right.
We just had to take care of what we had to take care of.
That's exactly right. I was trying to figure out where the disrespect from our other than you guys beating them, you know.
He don't be careful, Devo teabag.
Well, that might have been
what?
It.
We're not on the air, are we?
I don't know if that's what it was, JD. By the way, we do want to thank Allstate Insurance, Matt Black, for sponsoring JD each week. So you guys got a little some time off this week, and now you can focus. Is must been just as hard every day, because you remember, you know, Nolan Richardson used to ramp it up on practices leading up to the tournament. What's the approach by Musselman? Is it laid back? Is it intense every day?
It's kind of laid back, just trying to get back sharp on the offensive defense end, and just knowing what we got to do to win versus whichever opponent that we play.
Sure. And that, obviously, you guys won't know that, and it doesn't really matter who you got to beat them, and then you'd have a shot at Auburn in the second game. And I guess too, isn't it crazy that you guys are going to Tampa? Because that's the last place that the Razorback football team went, JD, and they got him a big win down there.
Yeah, so we want to try to go down there and do the same thing.
Yeah, I love it.
Exactly right. Yeah, better weather, too.
Hey, JD, I know you guys didn't complete or pull off the comeback against Tennessee the other day, but, I mean, I thought it said a lot about you guys that, you know, nothing's going right. Tennessee's – shoot, you know, they're literally on fire, burning the nets up, can't miss. And you guys struggle in the first half, probably more so than you have all year. To come back in that environment in front of 20,000 people, you know, pulling against you, what do you think that says about y'all's team?
That we never out of it. We just gotta start a little better. But we never out of the game, and we stick together like we could beat anybody. So we just want to take that and just use that to the start, to the finish of the game, instead of just having to be the second half. So we just want to take that, and we know we don't want to lose no more. So we got to come out and just play for 40.
And you guys have a team capable of getting to New Orleans and cutting down the nets. Is that something you guys in the locker room you talk about, or you just kind of don't?
We do. We know what type of honor it would be for us to go win a championship for a school like Arkansas. So we want to be a part of something like that. So we do talk about it. We just want to try to do it.
Right. Hey, I was 11 last time we won a national championship, JD. I'm about to be 38. I could use this.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, JD, it's been a fun regular season. You know, for the second year in a row, you know, you guys have won a lot of games, and it's nice to see you get recognition. It's a great, your story is great from where you came, University of Jacksonville, to here, and to see you win Sixth Man of the Year last year, to see you win, you know, third team All-American, first team All-SEC, man, I think it's outstanding, and we appreciate it. We've enjoyed having you each week on the show. It's been a fun ride.
Not looking ahead to next year.
All right, man. Yeah, listen, good luck this week. We'll talk next week after some big wins, buddy.
Go get them, buddy.
Go Hawks.
Thanks, JD.
Go Hawks, JD.
JD and Otay.